This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump has directed that U.S. forces in Syria, numbering about 2,000, leave after declaring the defeat of Islamic State.
We've beaten them, and we've beaten them badly. We've taken back the land. And now it's time for our troops to come back home.
The decision is expected to be carried out over a period of months. Mr. Trump praised the Special Forces units engaged in the fight against Islamic State or ISIS.
Now we've won. It's time to come back. They're getting ready. You're going to see them soon. These are great American heroes. These are great heroes of the world because they fought for us. But they've killed ISIS, who hurts the world.
The news stunned lawmakers on Capitol Hill, including outgoing Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker.
I think we're all just in shock that we would leave the SDF hanging, the Kurds and others who've been doing what they're doing, to leave them to basically Assad and to Turkey. It's a terrible thing for our nation. It's a terrible thing for the allies that we've been working with. It's a terrible thing for the SDF. It's hard to imagine that any president would wake up and make this kind of decision with this little communication, with this little preparation.
Trump allies Senator Lindsey Graham called it a win for Islamic State, Iran, Syria, and Russia, and warned of devastating consequences. The decision followed by days a warning from Turkey it was about to launch another military operation that targeted U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces who have been fighting Islamic State across northern Syria. South Africa has issued an arrest warrant for the former First Lady of Zimbabwe, Grace Mugabe, wife of ousted leader Robert Mugabe, following her alleged assault with an electric cable on a model at a Johannesburg hotel last year. Her immunity from prosecution was overturned by a South African court in July. The two countries have an extradition agreement. This is VOA News. Despite a UN-brokered ceasefire, explosions continued to rock the Yemeni port city Hodeida. It's unclear who's responsible, but both the Houthi rebel defenders and Saudi coalition-backed governments have traded accusations. A retired Dutch general had a monitoring team for the UN, plans to leave for Yemen Thursday to ensure truce compliance. Meanwhile, shopkeeper and Hodeida resident Mohammed bin Mohammed said his message to the world is, "We want the war to stop so we can live." The truce is seen as a key confidence-building measure that, if successful, could lead to an eventual political settlement to the four-year conflict. Israel has called on the UN Security Council to condemn the Lebanese-based and Iran-backed Hezbollah for digging cross-border tunnels and demand that Lebanon halt the activity. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a serious violation of the UN resolution that brought the Israel-Lebanon conflict of 2006 to an end. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is urging caution following news that China has detained a third Canadian citizen in the wake of the December 1st arrest of Huawei telecom official Meng Wanzhou in Vancouver.
We have to remember there are tens of thousands of Canadians who live, travel, work in China in any given year. But we are looking into the details on this most recent one that doesn't seem to fit the pattern set by the previous two. But we'll have more to say as we collect the facts on this issue.
China identified the third Canadian as Sarah McIver, who's expected to receive administrative penalties for so-called illegal employment. Two others, Michael Kovrig, a diplomat, and businessman Michael Spavor, were detained December 10 and charged with endangering national security. Meng, Huawei's chief financial officer, was arrested at the request of the U.S. in an investigation of sanctions violations. The UN General Assembly has approved a global cooperation agreement on rising migration. The U.S., Israel, Hungary, the Czech Republic, and Poland voted against it. Andrew Veprick is the Deputy U.S. Assistant Secretary of State.
We believe the compact and the process that led to its adoption, including the New York Declaration, represent an effort to advance global governance at the expense of the sovereign right of states to manage their immigration systems in accordance with their national laws, policies, and interests.
The Global Compact for Safe, Orderly, and Regular Migration was backed by more than 150 nations. The man suspected of killing two female Scandinavian tourists in Morocco's Atlas Mountains is said to belong to a militant group. Police are searching for three other suspects. Three astronauts, an American, German, and Russian, Thursday returned to Earth aboard a Soyuz spacecraft after spending nearly 200 days aboard the International Space Station. The Chief Justice of Brazil's highest court blocked a legal effort to allow former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to leave prison. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, mama, hey. Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanier. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today, so just relax, and I'm here to take you on a musical journey. Today, the African Beat will start off from Kenya with Janet Otieno in Unyongozi. And right after that, Johnny by Yemi Alade of Nigeria and Rwanda's Kudu featuring Angel Mutoni in I'm Free. But right now, Unyongozi by Janet Otieno of Kenya.
Nitatenda, nitatenda, niongoze. the Shawshank Redemption. I'm feeling like a kid who's got out detention. Got rid of all the tension, cause me and the mic, we got mad connection. I put my feelings out, and I'm proud of my roots and the crown I'm holding. So I'm feeling like a Dennis now. I can only rest when my pen is down. To the music, I'm a slave. I got love like a tennis ground. I am me, I am free, no price tags. And what I believe, I achieve just like that. And if life has lemons to offer, I'ma get me a martini and pour me a nice glass. On the road to success with a free will. Even when they bury me, I leave a free will. You know, the microphone is my sweet home. Even though life may suck, you get freedom.
Beautiful tune there, Kudu featuring Angel from Rwanda. And right before that was Johnny by Yemi Alade of Nigeria and Union Goze by Janet Otieno of Kenya. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vander here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. And it's a big shout out to all my friends at Vanilla Radio in Italy out there. I know you are there and you're listening to the African Beat.
African Beats.
Africa,
Africa,
Voice of America.
America,
when you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. Let the music roll. You're Too Much by Stofresh from Sierra Leone. And right after that, Forever by Dobbs featuring Mampi of Zambia. And Echimbewo by Halima Namakula of Uganda. But first, You're Too Much by Stofresh featuring Johnny Wisdom.
Stofresh in the building.
Oh, yes, I want you every day.
Too much, oh. moja na kuteti ubi my asha bolo siku au bio kilo kuna kula onja kama ndo kulonje kupia moni wapo na panga kuva langi sole sa kupanga na kupenda taifa ni wewe na kupenda sana
All I need is you, no one else, I can never let you go. Cause I look up in my heart, all the kids in the sea. Just a single red rose in the red, and she came from heaven. What a trouble make a girl, I'm a pure man. Read, I know they lead up by the spine. Just a good treat me, but I keep on coming back. I turn to move on me, she felt, and I wonder who to blame. Does it really feel the same? Cause you took me by surprise, and I never realized you the reason why I breathe. Every kiss and every touch, with the gap, love injection, confection. And me and you forever is the end. Yeah, why love you, man. Yeah, love you, man.
What is the end?
Number one in the entire Africa and beyond. You are listening to The African Beat, the biggest music show that plays all the platinum hits from Africa with David Van Dien. I represent Freetown, Sierra Leone, Grandpapa Foxy DJ. You heard?
African Beats.
I'm
Chimbewo, Halima Namakula of Uganda, beautiful music from a wonderful lady. And right before that, Forever by Dopes of Zambia featuring Mampi. And You Too Much, Stuff Fresh of Sierra Leone featuring Johnny Wisdom. And this beautiful beat, You Too Much. This is the African beat on the Voice of America. The music goes around. It comes around because this is the best beat from Africa. I'll be back with more music. Just stay close.
Hi, this is Rebecca, and you're listening to the African Beats on Voice of America. African Beats will make you dance and dance till dawn.
The African Beats, with music of Africa, from the Voice of America. We love it.
You love the African beat, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have a comment about the show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Also, you can send us message by our Facebook page, Voice of America's African Beats, right there. Send us a message and we'll read them on the show. Listen to us on TuneIn, and also there's going to be a link on Facebook where you can also click in and listen to the African Beat every day. This is your show, the African Beat on the Voice of America. Now, music time. Makambo Mibale, La Bantu, De La Capital, Congo Zai, beautiful music. And right after that, Sela Dons by Saab Akon of Cameroon and Abantabami by Sifo Gumede of South Africa. But first, all-time favorites, Makambo Mibale, Le Bantu, De La Capital.
Makambo Mibale, Bomi Mokili Mobimba. Ibosone likambo ya falanga, ya mibale likambo ya basi, baninga boti ya matoye. Soki bana mibali balingani lokola bakufa, elenge ya mwasi ya kokinde kokabola bango, soki ya koti na kati ya bango. Na likambo ya falanga, na kanisi bino moko boyebi, malamu baninga boke baho. Na yebiteo, soki boko dute na maloba mangai, na kanisi peteo. Soki bana mibali balingani lokola bakufa, elenge ya mwasi ya kokinde kokabola bango, soki ya koti na kati ya bango. Na likambo ya falanga, na kanisi bino moko boyebi, malamu baninga boke bao. Na yebiteo, soki boko dutela maloba mangai, na kanisi peteo. Kabola bango soki ya koti na kati ya bango. Na likambo ya faranga, na kanisi bino moko boyebi, malamu baninga toke baho. Na ibiteo, soki boko dute na maloba mangai, na kanisi peteo. Na makambo hoyo, koti ya tembete, baninga bangai hoye. Kene pai ya bazuzi makambo bako samba kamususu yango hoyu. Likambo toko wela kali kambo ya mbongo na basi ebo mamboka ho. Baninga mibali ho toke baka la vie ton komba hoyu. Na makambo hoyo koti ya tembete baninga bangai hoyu. Kene pai ya bazuzi makambo bako samba kamususu yango hoyu. Likambo toko wela kali kambo ya mongo na basi ebo mamboka o Balinga mi bali ho toke baka la vie tanto mba oye Samba kamo susu yango oyu Likambo toko wela kali kambo ya mbongo na basi ebo mamboka
Se passer, c'est là. de kaya. Au kolele kolele mama, au buye de kaya. Au kolele kolele mama, au buye de kaya.
Bantabami by Sifo Gumede of South Africa, and right before that, Sela Duns, Saab Akon of Cameroon, and Makambumi Bale by Lebantu de la Capitale. The African Beat on the Voice of America, bringing you the best music around the continent, and we crisscross the continent just to keep you satisfied. So wherever you are right now, whatever you're doing, this is your show. Don't go away. When I come back, I take you around Africa again.
Wopumkomboti, wemadlamini, wopumkomboti.
This is Yvonne Chaka Chaka, and you're listening to the Voice of America on African Beat with David Vandy. So stay tuned.
And it's music time again. Welcome to the African Beat if you've just joined me. And now Zimbabwe is our next stop. JJC from Niger and Zimbabwe All-Stars, and we are Africans. And right after that, Liberia is Free. This is a song done for us by LIB Queen of Liberia. And dedicate this one to you, Joe Wanda, and the entire Wanda family. Not forgetting all my friends out there in Liberia. As you continue to listen to this great show, Radio Firestone, I know you are out there. Bradford Lloyd,
all of you guys, you're wonderful people, and so this song is for you. But first, let's take it to the top. We are Africans, for all of us, JJC and the Zimbabwe All-Star.
Okay, 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 okay. JJC, big boy. This whole house is gonna come back. Oh, no.
Talent that are well versatile. See the African bird calling artists. African the wisest, African the smartest. The mint are the voice and the juice are the art. Zimbabwe, we are the big basket.
Listen up. I'm slanging in the nation. Back again with the remix selection. From London to Zimbabwe, the Africans know we stop the party. And if you know we put one in the air, scream and shout like you just don't care. African people, if you're strong and proud, repeat after me and say,
I rule from out of Africa.
The best body guy.
Come from Africa. All the diamonds and gold from Africa. 27 years him spent in a prison just to liberate people in Africa.
Nelson Mandela.
From my dad Simba, UK back to Africa.
World of a culture rare as the night. Everybody on the African style. Our music make you go wild. I know you get it, get it. We flex, we dress to impress. We call for the best, put us to the test. And it ain't no stress, don't settle for less.
Nigeria is free. Free indeed. L.I.B. Queen. And right before that, We Are Africans by JJC and the Zimbabwe All-Stars. This is the African Beat, and so I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till I join you again, this is David Vandy from Washington saying bye-bye.
Baby, I know.